Brandon had just moved to Phoenix, excited about his new job and the fresh start it promised. He had been married for nearly 4 years, yet he found himself feeling something unexpected. He developed a crush on a coworker, an attraction that left him confused and guilty. It was as if he were a teenager again, grappling with emotions he thought he had long outgrown. John, the host, listened carefully as Brandon shared his feelings. He understood the complexities of Brandon's situation. It's common to feel attraction to others, and it doesn't automatically mean there's something wrong with Brandon's marriage. John knew this was less about the crush and more about Brandon's own needs and feelings. John framed the conversation as an opportunity for Brandon to reflect on his life. He suggested that the crush might indicate a sense of stagnation in his relationship. This move to a new city had disrupted familiar routines, and it could be a chance for growth. Brandon felt torn. He wanted to reignite the passion in his marriage, but feared that admitting his feelings could trigger jealousy in his wife. John acknowledged this fear, but emphasized the importance of being honest. He proposed two main choices for Brandon. He could either work to deepen his connection with his wife or focus on maintaining the boundaries that protect their marriage. John urged Brandon to take action rather than succumb to fleeting emotions. He stressed the cultural tendency to prioritize individual feelings, which can complicate commitments. It was vital for Brandon to communicate with his wife about their relationship, fostering a deeper understanding between them. Brandon expressed his desire for openness, but worried about the potential fallout. John reassured him that honesty was important, but also cautioned against oversharing. He reminded Brandon that feeling attracted to someone else doesn't mean he wants to leave his marriage, but it does require careful navigation of those feelings. The conversation highlighted that marriage is an ongoing effort, especially during transitions. John encouraged Brandon to focus on building a life together with his wife in their new environment. By fostering a sense of partnership and shared goals, they could both navigate this change. Ultimately, John affirmed that attraction to others is common. The key lies in how one addresses those feelings while honoring their commitments. Brandon spent the next few days reflecting on his situation. He considered his marriage and how it had evolved since they first got together. Life had become predictable, and he began to see how the move to Phoenix magnified the stagnant feelings he had buried. It wasn't just the attraction to his coworker, it was a signal that he needed to reconnect with his wife on a deeper level. He recalled moments when they had shared dreams and aspirations, and how those conversations seemed less frequent now. The thought of approaching his wife felt daunting, but the idea of letting these feelings fester unsettled him even more. He realized that if he didn't act, he might regret it later. One evening, after a long day at work, Brandon decided to bring it up. He found his wife in the kitchen, preparing dinner. The aroma of spices filled the air, a comforting reminder of their time together. He hesitated before speaking, searching for the right words. "Hey, can we talk for a moment?" he asked, his heart racing. "Sure. What's on your mind?" she replied, setting down the wooden spoon. Brandon took a deep breath. "I've been feeling a bit off lately. I think I need to share something that's been bothering me." His wife paused, concern flickering in her eyes. "What is it?" "I've developed feelings for someone at work. I didn't expect it. I feel guilty just saying it, but I think it's more about me than anything else." The silence stretched between them. Brandon watched as his wife processed his words. He feared the worst, but she remained calm. "I appreciate your honesty," she finally said. "It sounds like you're going through a lot right now. What do you think this means for us?" Brandon felt a wave of relief. Her response wasn't what he anticipated. "I want us to be closer. I'm worried that we've been drifting." His wife nodded, a thoughtful expression on her face. "I've sensed some distance, too. Maybe we both need to make an effort to reconnect. It's easy to lose sight of what brought us together." This acknowledgement opened the door for a deeper conversation. They discussed their individual needs and how their lives had changed since the move. With each exchange, Brandon felt a weight lift. Talking about their struggles felt like a step toward healing and growth. As they talked, Brandon recognized that honesty had bridged a gap he feared would widen. they agreed to prioritize their connection and explore new activities together. It was a start, but he knew it would take time and commitment from both sides. Reflecting on the conversation after dinner, Brandon felt more grounded. He understood now that navigating attraction doesn't mean abandoning a relationship. It can lead to discovering new layers of intimacy. Brandon and his wife began to actively work on their relationship. They set aside time each week to reconnect, trying new activities and reigniting shared interests that had faded. Simple things like cooking together or exploring the city became ways for them to bond. Each shared experience deepened their understanding of one another, reminding them of the foundation they had built. Gradually, they both felt a shift. The sense of distance that had crept into their lives began to fade. Brandon found himself less preoccupied with his crush. Instead, he focused on the qualities that had drawn him to his wife in the first place. He appreciated her sense of humor and the way she could light up a room. One evening, while they were watching a movie together, Brandon turned to his wife. "I feel like we're getting back to where we were," he said. She smiled, nodding in agreement. "It's nice to feel connected again." With time, they both opened up about their individual challenges, fears, and hopes for the future. The conversations that once felt heavy became lighter, filled with laughter and shared dreams. They began to be more intentional about showing appreciation for each other, realizing that small gestures often carry significant meaning. Reflecting on what he had shared with John, Brandon understood how crucial it was to communicate openly. The honesty he feared would create turmoil instead built a bridge of trust. He learned that vulnerability was not a weakness, but a strength that brought them closer. As Brandon approached the end of his first year in Phoenix, he felt a renewed sense of purpose, not only in his professional life, but also in his marriage. He had learned that attraction may come and go, but the bond he shared with his wife required nurturing. John's words echoed in his mind. Relationships are not static. They need care and effort. Brandon recognized that this experience had not only strengthened his relationship, but also deepened his self-awareness. He was now more attuned to his needs and how they fit into his marriage. Looking forward, Brandon felt optimistic. He understood that challenges might still arise, but he now had the tools to navigate them. His willingness to confront difficult feelings had paved the way for a richer connection with his wife. Together, they were ready to embrace whatever came next in their journey, knowing that every step they took would be together.